Ferrer's Travel on the Bridge, connecting business communities around the world.
Okay, Richie, you've got the latest on the light air crash.
I have indeed, yes. I've just spoken to Inspector Rory Hardy from Guernsey Police, and this is what he's told me.
The situation is I can confirm that a light aircraft which had recently taken off from Guernsey Airport came down in what we believe to be a derelict greenhouse area several hundred metres away from the airport. At this time, the emergency services are on scene, making the aircraft safe from fire. The occupants of the aircraft have got out of the aircraft. I do not know whether they have any injuries, but the indications are that they are not seriously injured. There is no indication of any third-party people involved in the incident, although we are making checks to ensure that no one on the ground has become involved. And it's just to reassure the public, it is definitely not a commercial flight. It is a light aircraft with, we believe, two occupants. So that is very important that people do not need to worry. And we are doing our best to contain the traffic in the area. My appeal is that members of the public, if they could use an alternative route heading in the area of the airport to avoid the airport, particularly the Forest Road area and the Shen traffic light area, and I would suggest if they could divert their route through the Vaubelay area, that would be very helpful for us. I can confirm that all the appropriate emergency services are on the ground dealing with the incident, attempting to make it safe. And as soon as all these issues are dealt with, I'm sure the airport authorities will look to open the airport as quickly as possible. But that is a matter for them. But all I can confirm is that all the emergency services got to the scene promptly and are managing it.
That's Inspector Rory Hardy from Guernsey Police. And we now cross live to our correspondent, our reporter in the area, Amber Stark. Amber, what's going on there?
Hi, Richard. Well, from what I can understand, it's a light four-seater aircraft that's come down. It's come down into a private property just past the Forest Road garage on the way to the Shen Hotel. Two people have actually walked away from the crash. There were only two people on board. And as you can hear, all the emergency services are still here. It's fallen just opposite where a plane came down in 1999, opposite the field there. But this time the passengers have walked away with just minor injuries. And the road is expected to be closed for at least another hour. And I'll bring you updates as I get them.
Thanks very much. I also heard from a listener saying that all the lanes around the airport are heavily congested, and if you can avoid those, please do. As far as the airport's concerned, the airport itself is concerned, the airport is closed at the moment. There are planes holding overhead. Some have also been diverted to Jersey, and we'll bring you the latest information from the airport when we have it. But just to confirm, a light aircraft has crashed on private land before landing at Guernsey Airport. The two occupants thought to be unhurt and have walked from the scene, and the area at the moment, the Forest Road and surrounding roads, have been closed and are likely to be closed for the next hour or so. So we'll have more information on that in the news at 6 o'clock here on Ireland FM.